For two decades, commercial fishermen and charter operators in southeast and south central Alaska have been embroiled in a battle over how much halibut each sector should be allowed to catch. In an effort to end the ongoing fish fight, a new plan was approved by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council at its meeting in Anchorage last week. KBBI's Marsha Lynn reports.
In order to understand this very complicated issue, I turned to fisheries biologist Scott Meyer with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Homer. He also happens to be the department's Sport Fish Division statewide bottom fish coordinator.
Okay, and that is what has thrown you into the halibut fray for how many years?
Back to 91.
He has an entire bookshelf filled with thick binder notebooks labeled Halibut Management Plan to back up that statement. Although halibut is a federally managed fishery, Meyer does a lot of data analysis useful to the council, regulators, and fishermen trying to understand how management changes will affect their businesses. The new catch sharing plan, or CSP, would replace the guideline harvest level, or GHL, plan now being used for the charter fleet. Commercial fishermen and charter operators would share the halibut resource, and each sector would have set allocations that vary according to the levels of halibut abundance. The council chose two different management alternatives for Area 2C, Southeast, and Area 3A, South Central. The council motion to recommend the CSP was passed by a 10-1 vote on Friday, October 5th. Meyer was there.
There was definitely tension, but I felt like representatives from each user group were really trying to compromise and trying to work together to hammer out something that would work for both of them. There seemed to be a recognition that neither one was going to get exactly what they wanted.
Charter boat captain Greg Sutter of Homer sees it this way.
I can characterize it more as the catch share cropping plan because it removes allocation from charter anglers. It takes the people's fish away from them and reallocates them to commercial quota share holders.
While Roland Ma of the United Cook Inlet Drift Association has this perspective.
In Area 3A, they went with option number 4, which in essence increased the allocation to the charter sector.
Under the GHL, problems of over-harvesting led to a fish size and number limit for charter operators in Area 2C. Ma says that could happen in Area 3A.
Basically puts in place a catch-share plan that raises the possibility that if the halibut biomass declines, they, for the first time in probably 20 years, will have a regulatory restriction and they're crying the blues about that.
While Sutter says his sector may have favored the CSP if its numbers matched those in the GHL.
For a lot of the operators that testified and people representing the charter anglers' interests, they were very, very disappointed with this decision. The catch-sharing plan would have had much greater support had they maintained the current allocation between the two sectors.
Elements of the new plan include a provision that each sector be accountable for waste associated with its fishery, meaning that wasted fish would be subtracted from each sector's allocation. It would also create a guided angler fish program that lets the commercial sector lease quota to charter operators. If approved by the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, the CSP will be implemented in 2014, and it will not affect regulations for the unguided halibut sport fishery. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.